Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So tonight is the second night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah came early this year. It started last night, but I was inundated with tweets from people and then even on the text machine today saying, hey, are you going to play Smokey Robinson to celebrate Hanukkah? And we would certainly be remiss if we didn't. You know, if you've heard of the app Cameo, you go on Cameo, and I think it's pretty ubiquitous at this point. I think everyone kind of knows Cameo. You can hire people to give your Hanukkah greeting, birthday greeting, anniversary greeting, fantasy football, whatever it is. You know, you go on there. I'm on Cameo. I'm $24. You go on Cameo, you see some people, $999. You know, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think, is like $500. Like you, but it's kind of cool if you're a super fan or you have a friend that's a super fan of someone. Solana and I are addicted to this guy, Meals by Cuisine. He's on TikTok, but he's also got an Instagram account. But this guy, Cuisine, is the funniest, man. He does pizza and Italian foods, and it's super heavy Italian accent, and he drinks Diet Cokes. He calls them DCs. Solana turned me on to him. How'd you find that guy?
Just a mutual friend posted him one day because he reviewed a shop that the guy had been to, and I spent 7 hours, rather than preparing for the show, spent 7 hours scrolling through his videos.
And Solana had texted to me. He goes, I don't know if you're going to find this guy entertaining or not, but check this guy out. And then I spent 9 hours scrolling through Cuisine. And so for Hanukkah last night, I bought Solana a Cameo by Cuisine. And it was everything I wanted it to be. It was great. All that being said, so if you know Cameo, you get a greeting from someone famous. So someone wanted Smokey Robinson to wish their friend a happy Hanukkah.
Yep.
I believe that was this last year? I think it was last year, right? And And here was Smokey Robinson's Cameo.
Hey, Marco, how you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me, but I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared. And they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now, and they wanted me to wish you happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah. Have a wonderful time.
It really is. That has become a Hanukkah classic.
Chinookah.
That has become a Hanukkah classic. And then he came out with a second Cameo where he said, let me try this again. He's such a nice guy. He didn't know. And if you don't hear anybody talk about Hanukkah and then you see it spelled out, C-H-A-N, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's not ridiculous to say Chinookah.
It's 2020.
It's not ridiculous.
You don't think Smokey
to say,
got Google?
Well, I'm
type
just
in Chinookah
you.
And it'll tell you. Oh yeah.
But he came out with this really nice Cameo that was like, "Let me try this again." You know, and it's like,
God bless you, babe.
Oh, you have
and
it?
Enjoy Chinookah.
Oh, I thought
have a wonderful
you had the,
time.
I thought maybe you had the updated one where he's like, "Let me try this again," and he's like, "Happy Hanukkah." I don't know what I was thinking.
Crowder, guys that call other people babe without knowing them—they don't use Google.
But let me tell you, like, yeah, Smokey Robinson was in 2020 dropping babe. That like, he's still Motown up and down. I think Solana's 100% correct on that. If you're comfortable enough dropping babes on people, you're not Googling anything. You just kind of know everything.
Yeah.
Babe.
Because if it's a woman, it's awkward. You don't
babe.
Yeah, you don't call it a woman. Yeah. And if it's a man, it's even more awkward. Yeah. Like, hey, brother.
But everything Smokey does is cool. You know what I mean? Like, because he's Smokey Robinson.
You're right. He's not Googling with the babes.
How much is a Smokey Robinson cameo? Do you have any idea? I have to take a look here.
Beats me.
It's got to be a couple hundred dollars. He's one of the greatest R&B artists in the history of the world. That's good for the how old are you game. How old do you think Smokey Robinson is? 70. I don't know yet because right now I'm searching him on Cameo.
70.
70?
Yeah. Smokey's old.
Smokey Robinson on Cameo is $500. $500.
Would you pay that?
No, I'm not a big enough Smokey Robinson fan, but if I had a friend and it was, you know, their 50th birthday and I didn't know what to get them, they've got everything, and that would be something special, yeah, I would. How old is he?
81.
81?
Yep.
Look at him. He looks terrific. Look at this. Look at him.
He looks 80. Good.
He's had some work done, there's no question, but that's all right.
Yeah, he done pulled that face back. All the meat under his ear. I know how they do it.
Smokey Robinson. Crowder would make a mint on Cameo. I don't know why you don't do it.
No, man. It's too much attention.
Name a
work.
Florida Gator. I bet you they're on Cameo.
Tebow on Cameo?
That's a good question.
Because Tebow would make the most money out of any Gator.
Nope. No Tim Tebow.
I know Fred Taylor. Freddie T tried to convince me to do Cameo before.
Let's see how much Fred is. You know how much Fred is?
No. 200.
$228.
That's number 28.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a lot.
$228. And then he's got a for business tab. So if you want him to do video content for your company, customers, or employees, that's $1,596.
Oh, Freddie, a businessman. Now, I told y'all now. Freddie told him about Shiba Inu a long time ago. Who else? Worf will probably make some money there.
Let's see. Danny.
Yeah.
Oops. Danny. I have no idea how to spell Werfel. W-E or W-U?
W-U-E-R-F. F-E-L.
No Danny Werfel. What about Chris Leak? I think Chris Leak is up there.
I'd be surprised. He's an introvert.
Chris Leak. Nope. No, yeah. Chris Leak.
We played together 2 years. He still walks up on me with it, looking at the ground. I'm like, Chris, bro, we're grown men now.
Percy Harvin, he's like young enough.
That would be good.
I don't know if he's big. I mean, he's clearly big enough to be on Cameo.
I am on Cameo. You're on Cameo. You don't know if Percy Harvin's big enough?
Maybe Percy can get a little more following and he can make some money on Cameo.
I don't know if he's big enough. As Solana scrolls his requests. No, Percy Harvin's not up there. What about Steve Spurrier?
No way.
Yes, Coach
Spurrier's
Steve Spurrier.
$1,000.
His all goes to charity, it looks like. It's $229. And, oh no, 50% of the proceeds go to charity.
Yeah, how you doing? It's not long. Spurrier doesn't talk that long. He talks in explosions.
All right, one more time. Let's have the, for the second night of Hanukkah, here is Smokey Robinson wishing everybody a happy Hanukkah.
Hey, Marco, how you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me, but I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared, and they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me, and gosh, that's beautiful. How you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now, and they wanted me to wish you happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah. Have a wonderful time.
It's really amazing. I'm the worst on Cameo because I'm Carrot Top. So if somebody is in Vancouver or Canada, I bring out syrup. I go above and beyond. I have a million props. I will not do a Cameo without it. I use you as a prop sometimes on my Cameos.
I've been on a couple Cameos.
Yeah. There you go. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.